more than you export, you have a trade deficit. If you export more than you import, you get a trade surplus. And we saw a big decline in our exports last month between September and October, and also a slight decrease in imports. But imports outweighed exports, so therefore we had a trade deficit. Is it a big deal? Mayalani Maluleke is the economist at APSA. It's not, I mean, we've got a 4 billion rand trade deficit. This isn't a significant deficit by any stretch of the imagination on a monthly basis, Mialani. How are we doing on the year as a whole? Are we still very much in the black as an exporter, or are we a net importer of stuff that we need?
Yeah, so if you look at it for the year as a whole, we still are running a merchandise trade surplus. But I think what's really significant about the October trade deficit specifically is that it's actually the first time we've had a deficit in our merchandise trade since April 2020. And I don't have to remind people what was happening then. And I think it really just shows us how big the impact of the Transnet strike was, particularly on exports, which we did see fall by about 17%. Unsurprisingly, a lot of that impact was on bulk commodity exports. So it's a really, really big knock coming through from that strike. But so far, year to date, we still are on a surplus year to date.
Our biggest risk remains a weakening currency, a high global oil price, because of course we pay for oil in dollars, and when you've got to buy dollars with a weakening rand, that ends up costing you a whole lot more. And particularly if China is slowing down to the extent that some commentators are suggesting that it might be, demand for our exports is going to drop very significantly into 2023. I suppose those are red flags to be aware of.
That's absolutely correct. Look, I think the biggest risk, particularly going into next year, is the strength of you know, global demand. It's been quite supportive over the last couple of years, not just for volumes of exports, but also in terms of influencing commodity prices. And that's why, you know, we've been able to run these sizable trade surpluses, these sizable current account surpluses. But if global growth weakens next year, as is generally expected, and as you point out, Bruce, you've got you know, oil imports, which are always going to remain high because, you know, the demand for that domestically is relatively inelastic. We do think that going into next year, we'll probably start to see a little bit more of this merchandise trade deficit.
Thank you to Mialani Maluleke, economist at APSA this evening. Small trade deficit. We've got a surplus for the year, though. Remember the years where we had deficit after deficit after deficit?